Well, welcome to our Friday night service, blessed people. It's about a few minutes, maybe 4 minutes or so to 2 o'clock East African time, and Swahili, hold on a little moment. So it's about coming to 2 o'clock East African time. So we know that people in the Western Hemisphere, this is probably the right time for you now to be tuned in. And also the one on the Far East. This is probably the right time for you to be tuned in at this hour. But welcome to our service tonight. This is our all-night Friday night service. And in this service tonight, again, I've welcomed you to our Friday night service. So blessed people, we are already trending number one globally on Twitter. It's a very dreadful time in the history of the church. The Messiah is coming. The Lord has spoken with me. The Lord God the Father Himself has spoken with me about the coming of the Messiah. So the Messiah is coming. Swahili cannot move faster. Tonight we are going to put Swahili down and just go with English. So God the Father has spoken with me about the coming of the Messiah. Very dreadful time in the history of the church. So last time we saw
So
again, God the Father has spoken
with us.
It's a very dreadful time in the history of the church. And so the Lord is winding down everything about the church. We saw very clearly last time that we were here how the Lord identifies Jesus. He identifies Jesus as the firstborn from the dead, firstborn of the dead, firstborn from among the dead.
他来接定耶稣基督的时候，就是描述了从死亡首次复活的那一位。
And we saw very clearly.
我们看得很清楚。
That the Lord is going to bring the Messiah.
主要带来弥赛亚。
The Lord spoke with me.
主跟我说了话。
Okay, I don't have much time to go and Swahili like that, poly like that. I don't have much time for that. The Lord spoke with me and I came live on air to you people.
主跟我说了话，我现场直播的来到你们这里来。
And I told you that the Lord said, now you can prepare for the coming of the Messiah by voice, God the Father, by voice.
我跟你说过了，主神用圣灵跟我说的话，你们现在就要开始预备。
And he said you can prepare individually now.
并且你们个别的要预备。
Personally, kivyako, on your own now.
你们自己做你们自己的预备。
And he said,
然后他说了,
in other words, that the message has reached the entire earth, even the islands, everybody knows. That the announcers, the harbingers that announce the coming of the Messiah have been announcing the coming of the Messiah and they are here.
换言之，现在这个信息已经提到了地级了，宣布弥赛亚来临的前兆已经出现了，你们都看见了。
Bwana anasema ya kwamba kwa wazi kabisa ya kwamba wajumbe ambao wanatangaza kuhusiana.
Bwana anasema, the Lord says that everybody now knows that the
messenger
that prepare the church prepare
the church. Bwana anasema
ya kwamba wajumbe ambao wanaandaa kanisa kwa ajili ya kuja. Ya kwamba sasa
kila.
Sasa watu wote wanajua ya kwamba wale watangazaji ambao wanaandaa njia kwa ajili ya kuja kwa utukufu kwa Masihi wamefika sasa.
Now knows. Don't repeat. There are full sentences there.
Sasa wanajua ya kwamba wale
ambao wanaandaa
njia kwa ajili ya kuja kwa utukufu.
We may have to do without Swahili tonight. And so the Lord was very serious in that conversation with me.
主那个对话当中跟我非常的认真,
that everything you need for the coming of the Messiah now you have.
可是现在你为了准备弥赛亚的来临需要的一切已经你们都有了。
All the messages,
你们收到了一切的信息,
the trumpeting of the announcement of the coming of the Messiah. You have seen all the wonders. You have seen the miracles. Your cripples are walking. In other words, the entire earth now can prepare for the coming of the Messiah if they want.
你们现在收到了所有的一切的信息，并且你们都看到了残疾的站起来，并且你们都看到了神的神迹。因此，如果你们愿意的话，整个世界都能够预备弥赛亚的来临。我上一次看过，在那个对话当中，主跟我说了非常强的方式来，主。
The Lord Almighty spoke in a very powerful
fashion.
There is no time.
那没有时间，每个人必须要现在预备，为了弥赛亚的来临。那没有其他的时间，现在必须要预备，要预备弥赛亚的来临。因此，我们跟过了，每个人们，这就是为了弥赛亚的来临要预备的时间。弥赛亚要来了。
And one way or the other, if you prepare well, you'll enter glory. If you don't, you'll end up in the lake of fire.
就两个当中的一个了。如果你预备好了，你是进入到荣耀的国度；如果你预备的不好，只能下地狱去了。
And so, blessed people, we saw very clearly the Lord speaking to my voice. God said, "The Lord God,
主神，主父神跟我用圣灵说了。
And I came to you faithfully and said what He said."
我非常忠诚地来到你们这里。
And if He gave me some time, I'm not able to go to all of you individually to prepare. And now just prepare, He said.
我跟你已经传好了，他怎么说？甚至我给你们一个充分的时间来跟抵达到他们每一个人，他们都不够的，他们不会悔改的。因此，你们现在自己预备。
If He gave me time and He quantified for me that time in that tremendous conversation by voice.
在那抢到的、意想当中，主要为你们预备，甚至我赐给你这么分量的时间，可是呢，被提发上之前，你不会提得到他们一切的国家。所以，在这个时间，主要求你们预备，要预备弥赛亚的来临，要预备弥赛亚的来临这个时间。那没有时间了。
Everybody has to receive Jesus and be holy.
每个人必须要接受耶稣基督，并且要圣洁。
There is no time for say, "Oh, I don't know. I don't know how to serve God." You will end up in hell.
没有任何时间，我不知道怎么服侍主。
A lot of things before they happen. I see the destiny of people.
我就看到很多的事情，并且我看到你们的结局。 这是为什么我跟你说？
因为很多的事情隐藏着，我没有跟你们说。可是我看到你们每个人的结局，现在是要圣洁当中预备的时间。我看到的是你们的永恒。我看到了你们的结局，有个人是在永恒国度里，有个人是下地狱去。我就看到你们的结局，这就是为什么我不断的邀请你们。
悔改当中要预备。The
Messiah is coming. Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了，弥赛亚要来了。上次我们看过蒙特的门，启示录第一章第五节，他要迎接教会来了，迎接从中我们得着的很多。
We saw that He calls the Messiah the faithful witness.
他呼召耶稣基督，忠诚的见证，并且也看过。That
He calls the Messiah the firstborn from the dead.
他称呼弥赛亚作为一个从死里首先复活的。
A big thing has happened in this land. We're going to celebrate the open heavens that happened on Wednesday. But for now, allow me just ventilate on this. Because at one point, you have to use all that to enter the kingdom of God in heaven.
我们国家发生了很大的事情。我们星期三礼拜的时候就现场直播，就允许降下来了。可是首先允许我来把这个信息传给你们，因为我还是要预备你们教会来参加备体。
You must have to use all that to enter. What is the point experiencing such a tremendous visitation of the Lord God, God the Father, the Godhead, and then not entering heaven, going to hell?
你经历了那么强大的事情，你经历了那强大的所有的一切， 我们进不了神的国度，然后下到地狱去的话，这一切有什么用呢？
And so it's very clear, blessed people, the time is over.
意思是非常的明确，时间结束了，蒙福的人们。
But the church must now prepare.
教会现在必须要预备。
You must prepare for the coming of the Messiah.
你们必须要预备弥赛亚的来临。
And so we began the journey in the book of Revelation, and you saw how tremendous, how deep the journey is.
这个旅程多么的深奥，我们每个一句一句的分享。
So the wisdom must come out of there to instruct the church, to help you as a church, to prepare you.
很多的智慧都从中来，要来帮助你们预备，怎么样的去预备。
The Lord has presented undeniable evidence before you, unmistakable wonders, miracles before you to testify on He that is speaking with you.
就现在在你们面前显示出来了，无法否认的，无法。 无法否认的一个确证，先现在亚威神现在为我给你们赐给你们这样的强无法否认的证据，因此蒙福的人们。
So blessed people, we saw very clearly that the Lord is urging a generation.
只要求你们这一代回到悔改来，回到主耶稣那里来，回到圣洁里来，回到公义里来，回到追求神的国度来。神现在要求你们，因为父神现在在你们眼前已经释放出来这无法否认的确证。这是教会历史非常重要的时间。
And so we saw that in the salutation, in the greetings that God the Father is dispensing, delivering to the church.
我们在这个迎接当中看到了父神赐给教会的迎接。
Tremendous greetings came out of there.
非常强大的迎接从中出来了。
And in the greetings, the Lord brings forth so many markers, so many benchmarks.
这个迎接当中，主带给我们很多的标准。
He talks about those that read this book, how blessed they are.
首先就是读这本书的人们有多么的蒙福的。
And he says, even those that hear,
甚至那些听见的人也有福的，这神预言的这本书，并且把这本书放在心中的人，并且那些把这本书放在心中的人，并那个遵守神话语的人有多么的蒙福。The
Messiah is coming.
弥赛亚要来了。
And if you don't prepare,
如果你没预备的话,
you will end up in hell because I've seen the destiny of many people, many nations. God has shown it to me.
你只能下地狱去了，因为主允许我来看到你们好多人的结局，好多列国的结局。这是教会历史非常重要的时间。
But in our advancing of this Revelation chapter 1,
可是我们在启示录的进展当中,
I saw the Lord saying grace and peace to you from Him who is, who was, and who is to come.
主在这明确地表达恩惠平安归于你们，从昔在今在永在的神。
I'm reading verse 4 of Revelation 1.
我现在读的是启示录一章的四节。
Then we saw very clearly that then he's saying that God the Father is coming. The kingdom of God is coming.
然后他说得很清楚，神的国度要来了。
Not just the Messiah, but God the Father himself is coming to judge.
不仅仅是耶稣基督的再临，父神亲自将下来要审判列国。
In Matthew chapter 5, in the book of John rather, chapter 5, Matthew other verses, but John chapter 5, if you read 20-29, down 29, it says, he has consigned Jesus, even when you read the book of Acts, chapter 17, 30 and 31, that he has consigned Jesus to judge the nations. And yet when you look at that judgment, and the way the Trinity operates, then you find that it's the Godhead himself, the Trinity, judging mankind on that day.
约翰福音五章二十二到二十九节，使徒行传十七章三十到三十一节，我们可以知道，这个神要审判主耶稣基督要审判世界了。可是主耶稣在审判世界的时候，这是个三位一体的神一起做的。因此这一来呢，神的审讯就是耶和华神参加这个最后的审判。三位一体的神一起来审判。
And so he says here, grace and peace to you from him who is.And who was and who is to come.
因此在这说的就是恩惠和平安的平安都归于你们从现在近在永在的神。
And it says from the seven spirits that are before the throne of God, that is now the perfection of the Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit of God.
和他宝座前的七灵就是圣灵，我的朋友，圣灵他的完全数值七来表明。
And then verse 5 of Revelation 1 he says, And from Jesus Christ, who is the faithful witness. So we began to see the credentials of Jesus that the Lord lays out before the church, before the nations.
从第五节开始呢，就是主耶稣基督有关主耶稣基督的资格，神什么的给教会介绍主耶稣基督，主耶稣基督的各种特点。
And then he says faithful witness, and then the firstborn from the dead.
首先呢，众城的见证；第二呢，从死里首先复活的。
So the expansiveness of that tremendous statement.That credential of Jesus.
这就是强大的一个概念，就是主耶稣基督的资格。从死里首先复活的，当他这么说话的时候。
All the way back to the book of Genesis at the fall of man, that is what the Lord is renditioning when he's talking to the church. He's renditioning the fact that there has been a fall to sin.And somebody had to pay a price to deliver mankind.
解释这段经文的时候，主把我一直带到创世纪第三章，告诉我了人的堕落，就是人怎么样的堕落，需要为什么主耶稣基督的拯救。而这一段的解释呢，就是从这里就要开始。
Again, I said something else from what Swahili has said. All I've said is that the Lord renditions the fall in the garden all the way in Genesis.And then he raises the fact that there is sin, and the wages of sin is death, and all have sinned, so there was need for the Messiah to come and vanquish death, the penalty of sin. Somebody had to die for mankind.
创世纪第三章伊甸园那儿已经发生了堕落，那罪孽带来的，那罪孽的公价，罪的公价只能是死亡了。那应该要这个废去这个死亡，只有一个办法，有一个人要付出代价，血的代价，就是这样一人的人类就需要耶稣基督，父神安排好了，预备好了耶稣基督，为了拯救人类。因此，我们这个脉络当中学习的很多。这是非常深奥的，非常有深度的过程。
So they need a redeemer. That is what God the Father is relaying to the church as he's greeting the church and laying forth the credentials of Jesus.
因为所有的人，
the decoration of the Messiah.
因为所有的人都犯了罪，无法达到神的荣耀。这样一来呢，父神介绍主耶稣基督的时候。通过这样的话，就从死里首先复活的这样的话来描述了耶稣基督，这样来告诉我们，你们需要拯救者。神不是玩笑。
When I heard that there is drought in the land, and I told this one, I said, please remind me when I come to the altar, so I may handle that, so I may command heaven to open. Didn't you see the authority the Lord demonstrated? So the Lord is not a joke.
神不是玩笑的神。肯定要把弥赛亚带来的，现在太没有时间了。虽然一些人必须要预备弥赛亚的来临，当我跟 Michael Easton 跟他说，你让我想起来，我来到主祭坛的时候，你必须要让我想起来，必须要宣布这允许的降临。那对我宣布的时候，主答应了，主绝对不是玩笑的，主肯定要实现他的宣布的，肯定要来确证主差遣来的这两位的使者，你们必须要预备，现在没有时间。现在跟你宣布的这两位先知向天命令的时候，主不是玩笑，他要把弥赛亚带过来的。
You don't know so much that the Lord has told me which I don't relate to you. There are things that I keep myself.
你不知道的东西太多了，主父神只是放在我心中的，主父神只有跟我分享的。
There are things the Lord God the Father confides in me which are not for your consumption. And if you knew them, you would be in a panic now.
主父神自己的东西跟我已经分享的，如果我跟你们公开，你们会惊恐的，你们会震惊的，我都没有跟你们分享。
The Lord is going to bring the Messiah at my word.
因此主按照我的宣布把弥赛亚带过来的。
And the Lord has established that very clearly in the face of the whole earth.
现在主在整个地球面前建立的非常的明确。
When the Lord identifies Jesus as the firstborn from the dead.
因此当我们启示第一章五节，当我们查看父神把耶稣基督作为一个从死里水上复活的来定义的时候，
There is so much conversation there.
这里头有很多的对话。
The Lord is talking about the resurrection power that Jesus delivered into the church.
再次谈的就是主耶稣基督拥有的复活的能力，耶稣基督带给教会的。
The fullness of life that He has now accorded us and afforded the church, accorded and afforded to the church.
再次谈的就是崭新的生命，主愿意赐给教会的，教会必须要活出来的崭新的生命。
And afforded us to live a newness of life, salvation, owing to that statement, the firstborn from among the dead, meaning He has already come from death. He has already shut the gates of hell and hate.
从死里首先复活的这段话语，可以告诉我们，他已经把地狱的门关闭了。这样一来，崭新的生命要已经赐给教会了，好让教会能够活出来。
And so he is talking about the Christian salvation you ought to live.
因此现在谈的就是基督徒必须要活出来的救，基督徒的救赎。
He is also saying that Christ is the first fruits of those that will enter heaven. So when he comes into heaven, then heaven has hope that the main harvest is about to enter.
并且就是从死里首先复活这个意思，就是初熟的果子一次进到天国的，这样一来它只是预标，很多就是跟着他来的好的丰盛的收获都进天国的。
The church is about to enter. And remember, I've seen the entry of the church, and I've seen the church appear before the throne of God, worshipping before the judgment seat of Christ.
主要的受获,
glory, worshipping. So that event is what the Lord is portraying here that will take place, but I have seen it already, so it's going to take place.
中心的话题就是教会的背题了，很多的收获是等着跟要发生，就是进到主宝座前的。我已经看到了主宝座前敬拜主的那荣耀的教会，那教会积了很多国度，那就是跟随耶稣基督要发生的事情。
The Lord talks about the firstborn from the dead.
当神说到从死里首先复活的，
defining the identity of Christ, the Messiah,
来要界定主耶稣基督弥赛亚的特点。 现在在这谈的就是弥赛亚作为一个王的资格，作为一个主的资格。
And he's saying that now the Messiah has also purchased unto God a people that can come into the kingdom of God.
并且在此已经我们可以知道，弥赛亚已经买回来了那些能够进入复兴国度的他的百姓。
When they ask the Messiah, can you give us a sign as to prove to us that you have authority to clean up the temple like this?
并且我们约翰福音第二章，我们都看过，他们要求主耶稣基督，你洁净这个主的圣殿，你有什么确证给我们看呢？
Then he say, destroy this temple, and I'll raise it up in 3 days.
然后他回答了，把这个圣殿毁灭掉呢，3日之内我来重建。
The Messiah himself referring to resurrection. Resurrection would be the sign. Resurrection would be the mark, the identity that he is the Messiah, that when he dies and he defeats death, that is the sign, the identity of the Messiah, that he is capable and has authority to take the penalty of sin, which is death, from mankind and accord them eternal life. Resurrection life. So blessed people, we saw the Lord reminding the generation, about the passion of the Christ, the suffering of the Christ, how much he paid for the nations, paid for humanity, paid for you, paid for the church. In Isaiah 53, that you may now be able to inherit this eternal life, life beyond the tombs. Resurrection life.
从死里首先复活，这段话语也让我想起，也让我记得以赛亚53章所描述的弥赛亚的受难，弥赛亚付了代价，弥赛亚为你受了鞭打，是给我们救赎的。因为今天要庆祝，我稍微要停止一下，今晚就是要庆祝，所以稍微停止一下。
Because there's a big thing that has happened Wednesday when the Lord now steps me forward before the nations to command heaven to open and heaven swings open and rain is falling until today. That was without rain. The crops are dry, dead. People are slashing their crops.And giving to animals.
因为星期三，我们周星期三的礼拜这发生了很大的神迹。我向天命令的时候，天立刻的把雨水降下来，这样一来呢，干旱的土地都得着滋养，并且那些牲畜都得着能吃的谷物。现在解渴了，这个土地解渴了。这是纪念性的一只神迹启示，因此蒙福的人们，我们都看过。启示录这强大的信息。
That is where the ministry of He that speaks with you, the two prophets of Yahweh, that's where our ministry is embedded.
这就是这。
Know what the Lord spoke with me this past night.
这就是两位先知。
And what is ahead here?
这就是这两位先知主，两位先知可怕的主，两位先知的事工，主要的内容所在的地方，就是指出这本书里头，并且昨晚主耶和华跟我说的话，那有关弥赛亚的来临，非常可怕的事情。因此，当我要求你们预备弥赛亚的来临，这样跟你们宣布的时候，请求你们预备一下。如果我结束的时候，蒙福的人们。
In those times.
就是为什么在这说的死里首先复活时，就是在这样的脉络当中要让你们去预备的。因为在这可
death now is owing to sin. The judgment of God that comes to sin.
这是暗示的那死亡，那是死亡。这是暗示的就是那个死亡，死亡呢，因为罪的代价而来的，罪的公价而来的，因此你必须要面对这个死亡。如果你没有预备好的话
，So the dichotomy is also talking about those that will believe in Christ Jesus. He has defeated death. They will not see that death. They will live a resurrection life. So there is a dichotomy, a tremendous message the Lord is giving in that firstborn.
仍然罪恶里头的话，你只能要面对这个死亡了。因此，这个死里首先复活这段话语呢，又要让你们想起，如果你真的与主同行的话，你能够尝出来这个复活的滋味。今晚我们要东非时间下午2点，我们必须要庆祝，一直要庆祝。
But I just want to finish with this.
可是我要结束一下这一段。
We will continue with this message as you can imagine. It's very profound and very extensive.
这是非常有深度的。
More than a year to bring it to you.
非常扩展的一个讲道，我这个讲道必须要跟你们继续下去。可是今天是必须要庆祝这强大的神迹启示。
The Lord portraying the eternal life that is rewarded to those that believe in Christ Jesus, whose lordship is established by His resurrection from the dead, meaning having power over death.
看一下他通过这个复活来证明了他作为一个主的一个资格，这样依然他显示了他能够打败死亡的他的大能，他的权柄。这一类在耶稣基督里头的人呢，跟他一起复活，跟他一起享受分享永生。
That you may be able to embrace the death with Jesus, in baptism with Jesus, and resurrection with Jesus as you come out of the water, that the old is done and the new has come. Not only is God talking about that, but also...
这样一来呢，再描述的就是拥抱耶稣基督救赎的人跟耶稣一起死，就是受洗受洗，这意思就是跟耶稣一起死，然后呢跟耶稣一起复活，那就从水里出来的时候跟耶稣一起复活。
That is assigned sin. That sin must be judged. That's why the Messiah has died. and now resurrected. God is pointing to his judgment that will come against sin and those that don't repent who continue in sin.
那些没有悔改仍然在罪恶里头的人，他们要受到的一个审判，这个死亡在这里谈的就是这个死里，这个意思就是没有悔改的人仍然在罪恶里头的人只能受到审判了。安息的就是这样的内容。
And so, in that context of judgment, before we talk about the eternal life that he is portraying there, in that context of judgment, I'm reading the book of Psalms 75 verse 8, it says,
诗篇75篇第八篇，诗篇75篇，
it says, in the hand of the Lord is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices.
耶和华手里有杯，其中的酒起沫，杯内满了掺杂的酒，他倒出来。
And it says he pours it out, and all the wicked of the earth drink it. They drink it down to its very dregs, meaning to the last one, for the last form.
他倒出来，地上的恶人必都喝这酒的渣子。
The book of Psalms 75 verse 8 the other part of the message when he identifies Christ as the firstborn from the dead. It also talks about the judgment of God coming to the wickedness of this earth, to the wicked people, the sinful people that refuse to repent.
从死亡里头复活的这个描述来要界定耶稣基督的时候，这段经文告诉我们的另一个相反的一个含义是什么呢？就是将在那些不悔改的人身上的审判。因此，在这我们可以看得很清楚。
From among the dead.
从死亡里首次复活的。The
firstborn from the dead.
从死里复活，首次首先复活的。
For the fact that he has come from the dead, there is life eternal now available to the church, those that choose Jesus.
其实要暗示的那些就是选择耶稣的那些圣洁的、公义的，对他们来说，那有一个永生，就是复活的生命等着你们。
Because we have a big celebration ahead of us here.
我们必须要结束这段话语，因为有很大的庆祝等着我们。
And he's saying, however, there is judgment to those that reject the sacrifice of God through Christ Jesus, his atoning blood. So that death talks about judgment on sin.
这个死亡暗示的就是对罪带来的死亡，就在罪恶里头的人只能要受到的审判。这段话语就暗示的有很深刻的底。
In the hand of the Lord God is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. So he's talking about the brewing wrath of God. God has shown me that cup full of his wrath.
耶和华手里有杯，其中的酒起沫，杯内满了掺杂的酒，主已经让我看到这杯里头神的愤怒，已经开始。
That talks about the wrath of God, full strength, because he's saying foaming with wine and mixed with spices.
看一下，这暗示的就是神的愤怒，因为在这说的就是其中的酒起沫，被满了掺杂的酒，这是神的愤怒，就是填满的神的愤怒。
The hand of the Lord God is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices. You can see the coronavirus. If you want to believe my words, look at the coronavirus.
耶和华手里有杯，其中的酒起沫，杯内满了掺杂的酒，这就是象征着神的愤怒。如果你看到冠状病毒，可以知道神的愤怒是个什么样的。
Regarding what is coming, that's what I'm saying.
有关他来临。
The hand of the Lord God, God the Father, is a cup full of foaming wine mixed with spices.
耶和华手里有杯，其中的酒起沫，杯内满了掺杂的酒。
He pours it out on all the wicked, and all the wicked of the earth will drink it down to its very dregs, meaning until you suck the little forms remain in the cup.
他倒出来，地上的恶人必都喝这酒的渣子，而且喝尽。 在这描述的是什么意思呢？
That while he has presented revelation, while he has presented salvation salvation to the church. In the book of Revelation.
启示录一章五节, 就是给人类描述救赎的同时, 现在,
the days have arrived of this nature, when I can command heaven and heaven opens to identify me to the earth.
这一天来到, 我上天命令天顺服我的命令, 这样一来呢, 面向整个地球, 显示出来我的身份。
When these days have come, he says, that however, as the Lord presents the salvation of Christ, be careful. He's also having a cup ready, ready in his hand. He says, in his hand. The
hand
of God is ready to be poured. That's why I said, if I could tell you what is about to happen to the earth, you would be trembling right now.
可是他的手已经做好预备，可是他的手已经做好预备，拿着这个愤怒的杯。其实我已经看到那个杯就听到下来的场景，我已经看到了异象当中。因此，这是一个相反的一个意象，就是一片的有神的救赎，另一片呢神的审判。因此，你们不需要预备进入，因为审愤怒的杯已经在他的手中。
做好预备。哈利路亚。哈利路亚。The book of Obadiah. Turn with me to Obadiah chapter 1.
Obadiah chapter 1.
Obadiah chapter 1, we're reading together.
Obadiah chapter 1,
as you're there, we read.
Obadiah.
So the Old Testament, immediately after the book of Amos, you enter Obadiah.
就是阿摩斯书后边就有Obadiah书了.
Once you get to Obadiah, we read 15 and 16.
15,
it says, the day of the Lord is near.
耶和华降罚的日子临近万国。现在这个日子经到所有世界。
You have done, it will be done unto you. Based on what you've done on the earth, the Lord will do unto you.
你怎样行，他也必照样向你行。 你的报应必归到你头上。
Your deeds will return upon your own head.
你的报应必归到你的头上。
The Lord saying that what you're doing here will follow you into eternity.
主这是说的是你在地上所做的都跟随着你一直到永恒。
He says, just as you drank on my holy hill.
你们犹大人在我圣山怎样喝了苦杯？
All the nations will drink continually. Say, just as I judged, I'm coming now to judge total the entire earth.
万国也必照样常常的喝，就是我怎么样的审判了以色列，照样要审判列国所有万国了。
Drink and drink.
且喝且烟。
As if they had never been.
他们就归于无有。另一个版本说，他们在那被毁灭，让他们喝尽神的愤怒，一直到他们没有任何地方逃跑。So
when the Lord is presenting, prepare the way. The salvation of the grace, please take it.
因此主显示给你们那能够预备的道路，要求你们预备弥赛亚来的时候，你们必须要选择这个预备，因为神的愤怒要来了。
The cup of his wrath. There's so much I don't share with you.
我已经看到了。concealed.
There is an access beyond which you cannot come. The Lord and His servants.
就我已经看到了主的手拿着这愤怒的杯，愤怒的杯里头装满的是神的愤怒。我很多的事情我没有跟你们公开的背景之后要发生的事情。
Why am I talking about the cup of the wrath?
我为什么要跟你们谈这神愤怒的杯呢？
When he says Jesus is the firstborn from the dead, he's also implying the judgment of God against sin that has befallen the Messiah. So those who will take the substitute death of the Messiah will be saved with eternal life. Resurrection life, everlasting life. But those that will reject it, they will face the full wrath of God, and the cup is already in the hand of God because of the time we are in.
作为一个死律，首先复活的这段话来要描述主耶稣基督的时候，在这相中的就是接受主耶稣基督的坚持，他接受他生命的，那就跟他一起就复活，然后进到。 这个 天堂里头去，可是拒绝他的，拒绝接受他圣灵的，只能下地狱去了。这是一个同是一个救世，也是一个审判。
Luke chapter 22, that is why I brought up this cup of wrath. Luke 22, when God says, first born from the dead. Luke 22, let's finish up because we have a big celebration ahead of us. We cannot go any further than this. Luke 22, turn with me there, at 9:46.
Study 9:46, 39-46, Luke chapter 22.
We don't have time, we have to bring it to an end now. We have a big celebration ahead of us here.
我必须有跟这种话题必须要结束，因为很大的庆祝等着我们，因为很大的神迹奇事发生了，因为我口中的预言。
It says, Luke 22, 39, 46, it says, Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives.
耶稣出来照常往橄榄山去。路加福音22:39。
He has already instructed the disciples. He has prayed for them the priestly prayer for them. He has given them all the instruction. He's about to leave now. He's about to depart from the scene.
记得这个时候主耶稣弥赛亚已经赐给自己的门徒所有一切的教导，然后告诉他们他作为一个弥赛亚要走这十字架的道路，并且约翰福音17:24
He says, Father, I want those you have given me to be with me where I am. He has already presented a priestly prayer before the Father about the church, about his disciples, about you.
父啊，我在哪里？愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见我所赐给我的荣耀。这样一来呢，主耶稣基督已经做好了作为大祭司的、作为祭司的为自己门徒的祷告。
Regarding the disciples, regarding those following him, then he says, Father, I want those that you've given me to be where I am. Meaning he's talking about.How to bring the church into the kingdom of glory.
换言之，已经赐给主耶稣的。
I can take them to be with me where I am. So he is now terminating his mission on the earth.
我在哪里就我让你们有在哪里，这样一来呢，主耶稣就在这已经暗示到了跟随他的主耶稣基督的教会，把他们带到神的国度那里去，这就是主耶稣基督在这说的。
Okay, sasa amesema kitu kingine, mimi nimesema kwamba ataka waingie kwenye unyakuzi waingie mbinguni na yeye tafadhali. So he says, Father, I want those that you've given me to be with me where I am and to see my glory.
父啊，我在哪里？愿你所赐给我的人也同我在哪里，叫他们看见你所赐给我的荣耀。
The glory you have given me because you loved me before the creation of the world. So there is this eternal love of the Trinity. How the Trinity they work together.From eternity of the eternities, he's celebrating it there.
荣耀赐给我是因为创立世界以前你已经爱我了。这样一来在这谈的就是三位一体，从永恒到永恒的三位一体，在这庆祝的就是三位一体，这是强大的神的爱。
But then now,
可是现在
he is identifying Jesus in Revelation 5:1-5, he says, firstborn from the dead,
启示录第一章一到五节，当神描述主耶稣基督作为是从死亡复活的。
Jesus has already come out of death, and he has afforded the church eternal life, resurrection life.
这象征的就是主耶稣基督从死亡当中出来，把这个永生交给教会了，就是死亡当中出来的。
But you cannot fail to see this huge elephant in the room.Whereby he's talking about death, the wages of sin is death. So he's also dispensing the message on the judgment of God that will come on those that don't take the sacrifice of the Messiah, the judgment of God on sin.
就是我们不可能忽略掉这个死亡带来的一个很深奥的意义，因为如果你没有接受拒绝接受主耶稣基督为你付出的牺牲的代价的话，那你如果这个死亡的代价你只能你自己要承担。拒绝弥赛亚牺牲的，这就是为什么现在我要查看这个碑。耶稣照样就是到了这个山，他的门徒就跟着他走。
Because now we have a big celebration ahead of us. Verse 40. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation."
是你们祷告一下，就是不要掉进，不要陷入。这个考验当中的话，当他进到这个橄榄山的时候， 他就把所有的其他的门徒就放在一边。看下去，基督那些犹加略人犹大已经离开了。他在那已经做好了这个背叛主耶稣基督，在那他自己的买卖都已经完成了。这样，伊兰是橄榄山，这各式玛尼园里的主耶稣，我只有选择三个门徒。
Fail, you will not fall into temptation.
然后跟他们要求你们要祷告，不要陷入在这个考验当中。
Beyond them, he knelt down and prayed.
这样一来呢，离了一些距离，然后在那一个人祷告，在那怎么样的祷，在那怎么的祷告？
But listen to the prayer of the Messiah.
看着弥赛亚怎么样的祷告，你们来听一下弥赛亚的祷告。
If you are willing, take this cup from me, yet not my will, but yours be done.
父神呢，把这个杯，请帮我就是挪开，可是按照你的旨意，不要按照我的旨意。
When finally the wrath of God against sin that is supposed to come on you was finally being poured on him.
最终审对罪恶的一个审判愤怒要将在他的身上了。弥赛亚因为受到了很大的压力，就说出这样的祷告，这本来是教会要说到的。弥赛亚神，他为了这个使命而来，并且我记得在变化山上我们分享的对话，并且那个你们屏幕当中看到的这个赫辛基的变荣耀的这个场景来给你们这个确证。确实是的，只有这两位先知在圣经的历史当中这个变荣耀 变荣耀了。因此我们跟他分享的对话，看这个变化上山，这个对话已经发生了，虽然我无法跟你们分享，我无法跟你们公开，可是这一件有关他怎么样在十字架结束他的使命报复在内。看下现在他怎么样的祷告呢？父神的
wrath of God against sin that was pouring on him until he said, "No, take it away." He doesn't say, "I cannot drink from this cup."
那强大的分量
，If you don't receive Jesus now, you will eventually have to drink from.
就是这强大的分量，就是这个神的愤怒，这个神对这个罪恶的愤怒，神的愤怒，甚至弥赛亚都拒绝。请求父神呐、啊，把这一杯就挪开吧，我就非常的就是觉得这个不容易。神愤怒呢，难以喝掉的可怕的杯，因此你理解吗？让我想起来，我来到祭坛就让我想起来雨水，我必须要向天命令把雨水降下来。那这样的时候，真的雨水降下来了，你以为这是个神为你做什么闹剧吗？不是的，这不是玩笑，好让你们，好给你们一个信心，赐给你们确信，不要下地狱去，必须要抓住这个救赎，看一下那永恒的愤怒，永恒的地狱里头的受到永远有一个惩罚，在那人们都在那哭了。神打开地狱让我看到，这是很深的很黑暗的坑，无底坑，上百万个灵魂都在那都哀哭，无法相信。神唯一的目标是什么呢？不让你们受到这神的愤怒，这可怕的愤怒的杯。这一切的人类要受到的一切的神的愤怒，现在放在弥赛亚他一个人身上。如果你拒绝弥赛亚带给你的救赎的话，你只能要喝这一杯的里头的神的愤怒了，要喝到永永远远。因此父神要求你，
And now he wants, no, when the wrath comes, it's unbearable. So no,
Take it away, my Lord.
因为弥赛亚是为了这个而来，为了这个使命而来。可是当他就要喝掉的那个瞬间来到，连他都觉得恐怖，说：“父上呢，把这一杯挪开。”看着我们在电话上我们都分享了好多的对话，这对话包括着十字架上的已经的事情。这一来呢，已经都知道的，已经非常明白的事情。可是到了这个时间，看着
这第四点。He was throwing himself down and sweating like blood, and he cannot take the cup.
当他要喝掉这一杯。
What's ahead of you if you don't take this salvation now?
当他正在面临这个要喝掉这一杯的瞬间。
Heaven to open and display to you how tight I am walking with God the Father as a movie.Was that meant to be a movie or a sweet melody to entertain your ears and eyes? No! There is a wrath coming! God is simply affirming to you that please listen to those words!
然后呢，就是甚至差遣天使来要帮助他，怎么样的祷告，这个所有的血管都爆出来，这个出流血，好像出汗一样。他就这么努力的祷告，是因为这个愤怒多么的可怕。要天使出现，必须要使给他们施加他给他们施加力量，才能够祷告。
That God is portraying Revelation chapter 1 verse 5, the firstborn from the dead.
看一下《约翰福音》第一章第五节，从死亡当中首先复活的这段经文所包含的内容非常的深奥。你以为我向天命令天把雨水降下来，你以为是神给你们开设的一个电影吗？不是的，这是给你们的确信，要避开那愤怒的杯。
But if you reject the sacrifice he brought,The resurrection life he brings, and the message of repent, the Messiah is coming, return to holiness, be righteous, get into the fear of God, reverence of God, restore reverence in your worship. You reject that goodness of God, then the cup of the wrath of God that we read in the book of Psalm 75 verse 8,That Jesus even feared to drink from is yours to the last dregs. When you are lumbering with your tongue, not the last bits.
如果你真的拒绝主耶稣就是带给你的救赎，并且拒绝这个声音，要求你们公义，要求你们圣洁，要求你们悔改的这个声音，如果你继续拒绝的话，你只能要喝掉神愤怒的那个杯，要喝尽那装满神愤怒的那可怕的杯，由你来都要喝掉。
And he says, an angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him.
从天堂天使出现给他施加力量。
More earnestly, and his sweat was like huge drops of blood falling to the ground.
能够撑住这个祷告。要面对他来要面对的神的愤怒，神已经让我看到这个神的愤怒，好让我把这个神的愤怒传给你们。今天必须要倾注的一天，可是倾注自己，因为一直非常强大的神就只是发展，必须要倾注。可是这个倾注是什么意思？好让人明白这个整个脉络当中的明白这个倾注。因此我跟你们说，神的愤怒，这愤怒可怕的杯，你们必须要避开的。
Verse 44 he says, of the book of Luke 22 he says, and being in anguish, he prayed more earnestly, and he was sweating like drops of blood. His sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. What a situation!
耶稣极其伤痛，祷告更加恳切，汗珠如大血点。大血点滴。
The sacrifice of the Messiah, what the Messiah has availed to you.
汗珠如大血点滴在地上。当启示录第一章第五节从死亡所为之复活的时候，你以为从死亡从死亡当中出现，从死亡里出来，你以为这是一个玩笑吗？弥赛亚所 担当的所谓已经的代价，他付出的代价，在这讲的是。
He went back to his disciples and he found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow.
祷告完了，就起来到门徒那里，见他们因为忧愁都睡着了。
And then you see verse 47 is arrested.
47节他已经被逮捕了。我们另一天继续的讲。可是我在这要强调的就是，当父神说到从死亡首先复活的，作为一个界定拿撒勒人耶稣基督的时候用的这段描述，他说。
There is salvation and resurrection life here. Take it now.
那有救赎，那复活的圣灵，现在要选择。
Eternal life,
那永生，永永远远的圣灵，你现在要选择。
That for those that will fail to listen to the message of repent, the Messiah is coming.
可是那些失败来听从悔改的声音，预备弥赛亚来临的声音。
Be holy, be born again, receive Jesus.
要圣洁，要公义，要重生，要接受主耶稣基督这个要求，这个声音。
The cup of God, the cup of His wrath is already on His hand. In His hand, He's already holding it.
看见神的愤怒装满的那个杯已经在神的手中，他已经拿着。他说
，That the wrath must take place.
这个愤怒。肯定要发生。
Jesus cried, "I'll take the cup." He refused.
因为他拒绝了耶稣，就是替他喝掉这个杯。
But not my will, but your will. He said, "No." The Father was not willing. He refused to take the cup because there was no other way for mankind to be delivered. So if you refuse this judgment, Jesus took away from you and replacing it with salvation, eternal life. You must.Face the wrath of God. That's why God refused to take the cup from Jesus.
父啊，你若愿意，就把这杯撤去，然而不要成就我的意思，只要成就你的意思。如果你拒绝了，主耶稣就带给你的救赎。父神为什么只能审判你呢？因为父神把这分子的杯交给耶稣基督，让他替你喝掉。可是你来现在拒绝了，那这个杯只能你来承担。没有，这是一个。因为这是父神已经安排好的。
iwapo utakataa kuchukua hiyo mateso ya Yesu Kristo na wokovu wa Yesu Kristo na dhabihu yake basi wewe pia utakunywa tokana na kikombe hicho cha mateso na ghadhabu.
So is the Father refused to take away the cup from Jesus. Why? Because the wages of sin is death. There was no other way of saving mankind.
父神去
Jesus someone to come without blemish, without blemish or defect and without sin and die for mankind, there had to be death. That was the only way to save mankind. So the Father refused. The will of the Father refused to take away the cup from Jesus. And that should be an affirmation to you that the judgment against sin is coming. God must judge sin with death. Because the Father refused to take away the cup.
父神拒绝撤去主耶稣基督这愤怒的杯的理由，当主耶稣基督求他的时候，父神拒绝了他的祷告，是因为这就是唯一的道路，这是唯一的道路。有耶稣基督来把这个愤怒的杯替整个人类要担当。虽然耶稣基督求神说这对我太大了，有没有其他的办法？有谁来替我负责这个事情？可是父神拒绝了，因为没有任何其他的办法，没有任何其他的人替主耶稣基督的，主耶稣基督只能主耶稣基督来要去承担这一切了。这一来呢，这父神拒绝了他的祷告，由他来要。
The Father refused to take away the cup from the Messiah at the most distressful hour, distressful moment.
最受压力的时候，最艰难的瞬间，对弥赛亚是最痛苦的这个瞬间，这个愤怒现在倾倒在他身上了。突然是这样的，然后弥赛亚向父神求告神说，把这一杯撤去，可是父神拒绝了。这必须要赐给你们确信，神。必须要审判罪，要么你接受这主耶稣基督带给你们的这个牺牲。 要进入神的国度，或者你就拒绝，然后呢要你自己担当这个罪，父神允许你来喝的这一杯，这神分裂的杯，你自己去担当。只有这两条路，
again, me, I'm saying that either you take that salvation, Jesus coming to save you from that wrath, this tremendous cup, or you will face it yourself if you refuse to take that salvation.
要么你来接受主耶稣基督替你喝这丰盛的杯而赐给你的救赎，要么你去拒绝主耶稣基督给你的这个救赎，然后你自己去担当这一杯里头的愤怒。
And so, this is the hour.
因此这是个时间。我们要预备的，你们必须要预备，每个人都要预备，因为弥赛亚要来了。并且神愤怒的杯已经他的手中，我已经看过了这个杯。
And you can see the coronavirus I prophesied and struck the earth with the locusts.
并且你都看过了冠状病毒来击打这个地球，并且这蝗虫之灾。
So when I stand, when I tell you, oh, remind me when I come downstairs and stand at the pulpit, remind me today because I'm told there is drought, so I can command heaven to open and rain come. Remind me, don't forget to remind me. When I say such a thing, I am not playing a movie before you. The judgment of God is coming. The Messiah is going to come at my words, and the wrath of God is going to befall everybody that's rebellious. And it's virtually unbearable. Even the Messiah himself said, please take it away from me, I cannot drink it.
因此当我说到，你让我想起来，我走到主祭坛的时候，你让我想起来，因为这个土地我听说了有干旱，必须让我说出这个雨水降下来的宣布。当我说出这样话的时候，你以为这是玩笑吗？不是的，这象征着我口中说出来的话语都要得以实现了。弥赛亚肯定要来了，借着我的预言，弥赛亚肯定要来。那如果你现在没有接受这个声音，要求你的悔改圣洁，这公义的道路，你只能要担当着神的愤怒，因为神的愤怒即将要来临的，按照我的预言肯定要来临。因此蒙福的人们，因为我们前头有很大的庆祝，因此我再次就要结束了。可是现在你们必须要有一个整个脉络当中要庆祝。因此这是一个非常可怕的时间，非常让你们醒过来的时间。如果看到了某一个人出现在你面前，把这个雨水呼叫下来了，你们必须要披麻蒙灰，要悔改，因为你们看到的就是太强大的神迹启示了。
And the Lord is not slow as men think slowness. No. The Messiah is eventually going to appear. Eventually going to come.
主绝对不会那么迟延的，正如你们所预想的，不是的，正如你们预测的，弥赛亚肯定要来了。
And you see, if you have time, we could read the book of Jeremiah 25, verse 15, only says, the cup of his wrath. So the cup of the wrath of God is well pronounced in the Bible. And the Lord is praying so that you may flee from the cup of the wrath and take the salvation of Jesus.
耶利米书25章15节在那里好好的描述了有关神愤怒的杯，神真的愿意你们能够避开这神愤怒的杯，然后接受主耶稣基督带给你的救赎。
And so I'm closing with Romans chapter 8 verse 1.
因此我要结束罗马书八章一节来要结束，他说的如下。
There is therefore no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus.
如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪了。
So I hope that be your choice tonight, that you choose Jesus, that you may evade, escape from the condemnation of God, the cup of the wrath unbearable.
因此我希望今晚就会成为你的选择，请你来选择主耶稣基督，不让这神的愤怒临在你的身上。
The cup that even the Messiah himself, he came to drink that cup. But when the moment came, he wanted to flee from that cup.
He could
not stand the wrath of God.
He could not stand the
wrath of God that the sinners will face.
甚至弥赛亚他为了这件事情而来，这就是他的使命。可是当这个时间来到，他必须要喝掉这神愤怒的杯的时间来到，他却就是觉得很恐怖，他要逃避，求神来撤去这一杯。看一下，你仍然要愿意去面对你这神的愤怒吗？如今那些在基督耶稣里的就不定罪
了。And preparing, the Messiah is coming, a separated Christian life, reverence to God, fear of God, wisdom in Christ. If you listen to these words of mine, then you will see the kingdom of God, the God of heaven that has sent me to you.
如果你在这接受主耶稣基督，我要对你们说的就是接受主耶稣基督，悔改，离开罪恶，圣洁和公义当中与主同行，预备主弥赛亚来临的来临之路，那你就会避开得着那避开神愤怒之杯的道路。
Full wrath, full strength, all the spices mixed into the wine, it is brothing and foaming, and you have to drink through the last dregs, I mean, pulling the last foams, meaning you must drink it. The sinners must, the wicked, the rebellious must, it is a must, he says it's a must, they must drink the cup, from the cup of the wrath of God. But if you repent today,Then you will not even touch that cup.
可是如果你拒绝接受主耶稣基督，拒绝在基督耶稣里的，如果你仍然拒绝的话，你只能喝那愤怒的杯里头神的一个审判。那这个要喝到所有里头的。强大的主耶稣基督，我彻底的悔改我所有这个罪恶。
Jesus offered to me.
我现在接受主耶稣基督为我留下的赎，为我留下来的赎罪的赎罪祭。我现在接受耶稣基督的宝血，神那荣耀的羔羊留下来的，没有污秽，没有污点，没有任何错误，没有任何罪恶的神荣耀的羔羊。
That Jesus afforded me.
因此我现在要选择这复活的生命，主耶稣基督赐给我的。我离开所有的罪恶。
And I invite you, my Lord Jesus, to enter into my heart.
我请求主进入我的心。
Be my Lord and my Savior.
成为我的主和救主。
Help me, my Lord.
求主帮助我。
And I walk very faithful to Jesus.
好让我非常忠诚的与主同行。
To God the Father.
非常忠诚的。
The Holy Spirit.
向父神，向圣灵。
I may never drink.
一直要忠诚，绝对不要让我喝那神愤怒的杯。
But only drink.From the cup in heaven, the cup of the covenant of the blood of Jesus.
允许让我喝那天堂里头那杯，那杯里头有神羔羊的宝血。
The salvation of the blood of Jesus, the new covenant.
那就是圣约，圣耶稣基督弥赛亚，以强大的耶稣圣名祷告，以强大的耶稣圣名而求我接受。我接受主耶稣基督成为我的主和我主和救主，以讲出这些圣名而求进入我重生了，阿们。
And then we come now to the celebration. Thank you. Jesus loves you. So you can tell there's a big message ahead there. The two cups. The cup of the wrath, the cup of his blood that he gave during the last supper. So I hope you choose the cup of the blood of the new covenant. Thank you.The Lord loves you. Thank you.
我们直接的进入到敬拜，那这有一个选择，你可以选择。你请主说，那有一个杯，那有一个神愤怒的杯，那启幕的那神愤怒，把神的愤怒装满的那可怕的杯。那些悖逆的，那些悖逆的。可是那有一个杯，神宝血，装满了神圣约的。为整个人类留下来的羔羊宝血的杯，那如果你选择这一杯，能够得着神的救，神赐给你的救赎，进入神的国度。 就是麦基洗德带给亚伯兰的那个杯，就是耶稣基督在最后晚餐当中赐给门徒的那个杯。我最后的祷告就是你们所有的一切人都选择着耶稣基督带给你的最宝血的杯，那我们进入这个敬拜，然后我们庆祝这个，我们前头就是我们庆祝的时间等着。
You may understand why the Lord makes me to step forward before the nations of Camera and command heaven to open it. And pa, heaven opens, I begin to see a vision right away there. Right away, instant, one second after that, I see the vision.
就是我宣布了之后，马上看到了那个异象的。
In your eyes, that you may avoid drinking from this other cup, the cup of the wrath, but choose this other cup, the cup of the new covenant of the Messiah.
为什么我出现在你们面前，向天命令？把雨水降下来，然后就是不让你们喝掉，就是这在这个摄影机面前，就是没有任何人能够做到这件事情，除非他跟父神保持非常亲密的关系之外，没有任何人能够做出这样的事情，就是面向整个世界的一个直播当中出现在摄影机面前向天命令。我为什么要就放在我身上的强大的权柄、强大的能力？
Shut whenever I want. That's why you heard me say, I can remind me today when I come to the altar, so I may open the heavens that it may rain. And then when I began again, he reminded me, I said, no, remind me at the end. Then I said, no, but I can do it right now. And then any time I choose. So that enormous power is displayed before you that you may believe the gospel, believe the message of the coming of the Messiah, choose repentance, holiness, righteousness. And never get to drink from the cup of the wrath of God, but take the cup of the blood of Jesus, the new covenant that gives eternal life. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
能够打开天，能够关闭天的这强大的权柄放在我身上，好让你们看一下。因为我跟他们说的就是让我想起来，我上到这个祭坛来就是让我想起来，就是这个礼拜结束，这个讲道讲完了，就让我想起来要宣布这雨水的降临。可是就是讲道的当中，我就突然想起来，就当时就宣布了。这样一来呢，属于是我能够自己打开天，把这样的能力在你们面前显示出来，这不是个玩笑，好让。你们避开这分子的杯，然后选择这救赎的杯。
Lakini naezata kufungua saizi bingu. Naezata kufungua saizi. I don't have to wait to the end. Meaning authority. God is demonstrating authority that I have over heaven. That is absolutely clear even to a 6 year old. But the purpose is that your souls may be saved from this eternal wrath coming.
对天，对打开天，关闭天，有关我这个身上有权柄，这个事实显。
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.